believe it or not, there is something that could vaporize this entire planet rather instantly. Even the dirt and rocks and everything. Leave nothing but a hot spot in space, and then it gets cold. But nothing would survive. There's something that can do that. And that's one of the reasons why NASA is afraid of it. Okay? No, it's not nuclear. But some experts believe I can stop the music even if I'm dead. Because they've seen me appear and disappear and spin in the air and with no strings holding me up. They don't know exactly what I can do. And they're terrified. But in any case, our soldiers do need to... I mean, if there was a court system, it wouldn't be necessary. If there was any kind of free press in America, this World War III on U.S. soil would not be possible, and it is happening, folks. As soon as they can get our soldiers out of the country, there's no way they're going to let them come back alive. If they can get them all out. Even the reservists now, they plan to getting out. Stupidly, no. All part of the plan, folks. They suspended the Iraqi military as the excuse to call, oh, it was a dumb mistake. Bullshit. Been planned that way for years, folks. Now, damn it, get me in the major media. But they won't allow that. They can blow the cover off this whole thing. They aren't going to allow that. They can't let me testify. If I do manage to get myself in jail, they'll swap me out. They can't let me testify. Arrange for me to hang myself or something. What can I do? There's no press in America, folks. There is no press in America. There is no court system. There's a just us system, but no justice system. No judge has to hear a case just because you have an open to shut case against a corrupt, treasonous military and Pentagon and White House officials committing high treason against you and I, planning to kill us off as part of the agreement to transfer possession of America to the Red Chinese, the Russians, the Cubans, and all members of the United Nations who are just the military arm of the Vatican. Yeah, scrape the Vatican too. Somebody go nuts and just fucking scrape the Vatican. Just fly off course and good luck. I hope you avoid the radar. This is war. Let the fact that no press will cover my story. Don't tell me this isn't newsworthy and that I don't at least deserve a chance to prove what I'm telling you is true. We've got to keep our soldiers from being sent out of the country. Because, folks, your pistols and your shotguns and even your hunting rifles, bolt action, single shot, and even in cases where they still allow semi-automatic weapons, not in California, obviously, are no match for enemy machine guns and tanks. And those Heinz helicopters have 5 armored, pressurized cabins, folks, are almost impossible to bring down, except maybe a Stinger heat-seeking missile into the exhaust. And they run IRs over towns to determine who has weapons in their homes so they can arrange for you to have a traffic accident or commit suicide or just disappear in the middle of the night. And rumored you ran away with another woman. And another thing I don't like with the stakeout at my work that's been a miserable failure is despite almost entirely infiltrated with people with a hidden agenda, many of them chipped, as I've explained a little bit about in the prior show, is a dismal failure. So they try, they'll leave something there and they'll say, oh, Jeff's been sitting there for weeks. Well, why don't you just take that? Nobody wants it. Oh, well, if I did, I'd get 5%. No, I haven't been on any dates. But what pisses me off is I know the way these people are so expert at corrupting people that they don't, it doesn't even occur to them that they can't corrupt a person. They figure it's just a matter of time. Most people think get just like that. So they create with lookalikes, like the lookalike they had of me at the grand jury hearing, then murdered all the jurors when they saw the real me walk in. They didn't know I even knew when or where it was going to be, intercepted my mail. I mean, they must be already showing Susan me with somebody else when it's not me, because they don't wait. They tell the lie, then they create the image, like, they already had it pre-filmed for Saddam to be caught. That was just to stop you from just burning down, just destroying the Pentagon and the White House. I wish we could save the relics there. But there are 17 floors beneath the White House, one of those screw bombs that goes down and blows up deep. On the 16th floor down there is where snuff films are made starring foreign ambassadors using children, over a million a year, kidnapped, many directly by the FBI. Congressional investigator Robert Lewis verified that at least 300,000 a year were being kidnapped directly by FBI people. There's some FBI people that were threatened and were actually killed and threatened with imprisonment because they knew of the long-planned attack on the White House. I mean, on the Twin Towers that the White House had planned, along with now enemy generals, enemy brass, controlling our Pentagon through the Vatican. Someone showed me a little thing with Microsoft, Windows 95, I believe it may have been earlier even, but starting with Windows 95, the thing with the Twin Towers, you press 01 or 911 or 9-11-01, something like that. I'm not really a whiz with computers, but then it brings up a plane hitting the Twin Towers. Well, they say, well, that just proves that there were Arabs working for Microsoft. No, like I've been telling you, this is a Jesuit thing. Bill Gates is a rabid Catholic. He's been quoted as saying the whole world should be Catholicized. Let me testify, folks. This has to go to court. We're getting ready to kill off our soldiers. You soldiers out there insist that the media give me some coverage. The whole public in the United States needs to know what the hell's going on. And yes, I can prove it. I have the hard evidence, okay? Well, you soldiers out there, they're planning to kill you off. Because the tanks, I know there's over 2,000 Russian tanks here now. The soldiers have been, all of our national parks have been deeded over to the United Nations. Even where the president's up on there in the South Dakota, right? That too, Yellowstone, all of them, folks. The larger ones called biosphere reserves are where enemy soldiers are training. By the way, the hoof and mouth disease is curable with antibiotics, but they don't use those. They're now planning to eliminate 9/10 of the world's population. That includes a lot of you Catholics out there, but you've been brainwashed into your little bambinos to be bozos, you know? The above top secret group is in charge of keeping secret the fact that there are ETs. And that you really did see what you saw. They got you so hoodwinked, man, you think you're crazy when you see what you really saw. It's real, folks. I was seen appear and disappear. Hey, some of the songs from back in that period, even like about 15 years ago, even still today, refer to that incident and others. Last freak kind of press, I guess. Now your last freedom, little tiny freedom, your musical freedom is even going away. You don't have any religious freedom. You certainly have no freedom of press. You certainly have no freedom of speech. And of course, there's no justice system. No judge would dare hear a case open and shut against these conspirators intending to kill you and I, starting with our soldiers. Because our weapons, what of us still have them, are no good against Russian tanks and Heinz helicopters. And I guess they've even been being trained out here at Falcon Field and other places to fly F-16s. After all, the federal government is part of the global dictatorship now. They actually deputized all in Waco because Koresh had gotten it in the local Waco paper. Those were all lies they picked up on them. Elaborate lies. Amazing. None of it was true. I went there for 3 months and lived with some intelligence officers just to study what really happened there, what didn't happen there. It's amazing. In case they had a $500,000 bounty on his head because he'd gotten it 10 years earlier in the Waco press that Lloyd Benson, our then Secretary of the Treasury, and the local, what we would call a district attorney here, in Waco, had a huge illegal amphetamine production ring there. Well, the Lloyd Benson, you know, Director of the Treasury, and the Attorney General of the United States are in charge of all foreign soldiers on U.S. soil. High treason. Let me testify against the Attorney General of the United States, folks, to save his own vile, arrogant, treasonous ass. Don't you think he'd want to expose me for the liar that I am? But I'm telling you the truth, folks. You guys watch my back. Black ops, covert ops. Because now they really need to prove me a liar. And there's no way they can do that without getting someone that looks like me to testify and admit that he's lying. We'll be right back.
must go on.
We're in some pretty deep shit here, folks. Caca to those of you cocks out there working for the Vatican, but other decent people like Buddy Garcia and his wife and two wonderful daughters. I hope they're okay. God bless America. Get me some press or kill these people.